Hello everyone, it's Ashley Cox here, and I'm going to do a very quick podcast for you today on what's inside a hard drive. I have an old hard drive here that doesn't work, so I'm just going to take it apart and tell you what's inside it. So, on around the hard drive lid, there are small screws, star-shaped heads, which I'm taking out at the moment. There are one, two, three... very tight as well. Trying to get it in the fourth. Four. There's six of these. And they're all just as tight as each other. I think there might be more on the top. I will have to check that in a minute. So, yeah, I've opened, there's a couple on the top here, on the top of the drive. There was a sticker on the top of the drive, but I've removed that now, and I'm now taking the screws out from the top. And that one. Okay, I think that's all it screws out. It seems to be. Maybe it isn't then. Got one hard drive. It's time to come apart. Maybe it doesn't agree with me. Stuff that doesn't agree with me has to be sorted. Let me just put the screwdriver in the edge of the thing and see if we can't remove it by force. These aren't designed to come apart. Right. I'm going to have to pause the recording here and go get another screwdriver to open this thing up, and I will be right back. Okay, I'm now back and I have a flat-bladed screwdriver that I'm going to press into the edge between the cover and the casing just to lift the thing off. And now I have the cover off and I'm going to put the screws in it. And I'm going to put that cover on my desk for the minute. Okay. A hard drive is very simple. It has some of them have three discs and some of them have two. This particular one has two discs. About the size of a CD, maybe a little bit smaller, and in the middle of the disc is a smallish round circle with one, two, three star-shaped screws in. Then going onto the disc is like a small arm with some metal points on it, like a bit like needles, and it works like a record player. If you've ever seen or felt one of those. And then on the end of that arm is a magnet, which it's an electromagnet, and it flicks, as the discs turn, it flicks the arm with the needles over the discs, and then the discs spin, which cause the hard drive to read. So I can hopefully remove these magnets, just if I can describe them. Let's see here. Did they just come out with this then? Let's have a look. Have a little more. Yes, they do. They just lift off. There's an incredibly strong magnet. I don't know how they can make these things so strong. So yes, that's... Oops, that's dropped apart. So that is the magnet, and I need to get all the screw in the magnets, which I'm going to try and remove, which I can't remove, which I'll just have to wait for the minute. Oops, I stuck it to the screwdriver. Okay, I got my magnet out now. So I've got to keep that away from all electrical devices, of course. So if I want to, or the arm, now I can now turn right round. So if I want to now, I can remove the discs, I think. Give it a go. Yes, I can. I just take the screws out of the middles. I'm taking out the last screw. They're not as tight as the ones holding the things on around the edge, actually. I've taken out the screws and... Oops, the disc's fallen off. There was like a circle washer holding it on, and here I have my two discs. Wait a minute, chimes with these. Yeah, anyway. And there's another little washer. Under there's a motor, which spins the disc around. Whee! Then the arm has a small ribbon connector that connects it to a very small circuit board, which connects it into the main circuit board, which is at the bottom of the drive, underneath the sticker. Anything else? Let's try... What's that screw there do? Oh, what does that one do? There's a screw here that removes... Should remove the arm circuit. Oh yeah, here we go. It removes a small magnetic piece of metal that spins the arm round, and then also removes the circuit board, and then I can take the arm off as well, I believe. I should be able to anyway. Basically all the arm is though is it's like a little, well, arm, a bit like a record phono arm, and then it has two metal points, or three metal points, which move over the discs to read and write data. So that is basically what's inside a hard drive. There's the discs. Let's put them over the motor for a minute. Right, and I'm just going to put all this stuff back inside in no particular order, pressing it all on, sticking the things back over the motor again, like that. I'm going to put that bit of metal just under, yeah. So yes, that is all this is in a hard drive that would be of any interest, apart from the base. So that is the end of another AC Tech podcast, and thanks for listening to it. I hope I didn't bore anybody too much.